This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Hey! Good morning, everybody. Oh, happy post-Valentine's Day. Jeff Nolan, I want to acknowledge him. He's in the control room there. Jeff, you had a nice Valentine's? Good. Did you have beef heart for dinner at all? No. Oh, okay. hope everybody, I did indulge in a little extra curricular eating activity. So if I'm a little off today, you'll know why. But went into my sauna this morning, sweated it all out. It was great. Actually went to a salt cave. There's one nearby here where you sit in. The whole floor is made of salt. So it's like walking on about an inch of salt there. And there's salt vapors coming into the room. You just sit there, lay there, meditate, do some yoga. It was interesting, you know, for about 45 minutes. I fell asleep. But, you know, there's some other people in the room there with you, and usually. But it was interesting. You know, supposed to open, you know, help with the respiratory system, and, you know, salt can be very antibacterial and things and antiviral, all that stuff. So it was an interesting thing. You know, everybody has those salt lamps. So you can picture 1,000 salt lamps in a room. That's what you got there without the light. It was very dim. But that was, saltability. It's in Skipback. It was interesting. They have a flotation device too. I want to try too. You know, you go in and put in a capsule type of thing. You get that, you know, into another realm there, a little isolation type of thing. So that's next on the agenda there. So I hope everybody had a nice time. If they did go out and didn't do too much, like I did a little bit. But anyway, I'm so excited to have Dr. Cass Ingram on. We're going to do a double shift this time. We've done this the last few times, and probably the only guest I do this with because it's that important. There's so much to talk about. And Dr. Cass Ingram, if you've listened to the show, you've heard him on. He's one of my top five guests that I have on over the years. And it's always a pleasure. And there's so much to learn from him. And he has spoke at the store a number of times. He's written over 20 books. I don't know where he finds the time to do that, but he does. He travels the world. And he's one of the, you know, North America's leading experts on health benefits and disease, using medicinal spice extracts. And he's a DO from the University of Osteopathic Medicine in Des Moines, Iowa. And he also has a BS in biology and chemistry from the University of Northern Iowa. And he's been on a lot of radio shows and TV shows over the years. And he represents North American Herb and Spice, which is, I just really like this company. And I guess I'm a little biased because it follows my kind of philosophy that this company uses raw, unfiltered plant extracts that, you know, grown in wild, and they handpick most of their products from the ground, and they just really honor nature and respect nature and put it in a bottle for us to use. And they do all the work, so to speak, and we get all the benefits from it. I was reading their brochures and stuff. They use the term unrefined technology. So they preserve these raw materials as it's found in nature, you know, just as it was supposed to be. There's really, really no other company, I think, that does this. And, I really respect them for it. You know, there's a time and place for the extracts and for the, stuff that's, you know, be made in a laboratory and synthetically made and things like that. And we do carry a lot of those products and they do help a lot of people. But if you can get something that the way nature intended it to, I think that's the best place to start and see what happens there. And, they have well over 100 more so products, and it's all based on this philosophy. They search the world in the Mediterranean things for natural things the way they've been doing it. And Dr. Cass is just a fantastic example of doing this. So we're going to speak to him in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the powers of natural spices out there, especially oregano. And the little article I want to talk about before we have him on about they call it kung flu fighting. I like that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because, you know, still it's the season out there. I know we're getting near the end of it. It's, 60 degrees here today. It's going up to. So it doesn't feel like this is lingering, but there are people coming in complaining about it. So I'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to mention also we got our President's Day sale going on. This is you save, you know, 40 to 60% off our already discounted prices on six companies. You ready? It's Country Life. It's Prevagen. It's Solgar, Michaels, Jarrow, and Now Foods Vitamins. So that's going on. You're going to get an extra 10% off our already discounted prices. You know, most of the prices in our store, and one reason we get a lot of compliments is that we really try to, you know, we try to make a good living there, as you know, to pay the bills and to pay the employees and everything. But when we get deals, we pass that on to you guys out there. I know buying supplements is expensive. I know people try to look for the best price. We do our best to do that. And I'm proud to say we're one of the few stores around that can do that. Our buying capacity is very large, and we get great deals, and we like to pass that on to you guys. So when we have these deals, it's because we're probably getting deals from some of the companies, and we're just offering that to you. So this is great. This ends Monday. It's going on now. You get an extra 10% on those six companies, plus our other sales that are going on. Ester C is going on, the twin pack that's so good. We have also – from Solgar, the 30 billion probiotic, that's 40% off. We have the Prevagen on sale, the coenzyme. So we, you know, got a lot of things. It's in the paper and things. It's on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. So check that out. We got demos going on today. We have, of course, our sponsor today, North American Urban Spice, will be there. Roberto will be there from 12 to 3. And so a lot of things we're talking about today, you can come in and check it out and talk to Roberto about that. We also have Oral Essentials, a great little line for mouthwashes and toothpaste. They make great toothpaste. They're going to be there from 10 to 1 also. And tomorrow we have the fungi guys, right? The Host Defense, 10:30 to 1:30. We're going to, you know, have any interest in mushrooms at all, there'll be someone there to talk about that, give out some samples of that too. We also have some line drives going on. Garden of Life is going on. Michaels and Jarrow, like I said. We also have North American Urban Spice on line drive too. Plus we're giving an extra 10% on top of that in honor of having Dr. Cass there for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So a lot of things go on. The President's Day sale ends Monday at 6 p.m. So please stop in. Just want to get to a quick little article, and I'll probably have Dr. Cass comment on this when we come back from the break. This was in the brand new Better Nutrition magazine, and just saying it was called Kung Flu Fighting. It's not easy to say. So these are just all recent studies that are pretty good for the immune system, and they list five products here. One is elderberry syrup, and I guess we can talk to Dr. Cass about that for a few minutes. They more than 300 intercontinental travelers. They were randomized to receive either elderberry syrup or a placebo. So all the colds and the duration and the symptoms were all written down by the participants, and they found that their colds lasted significantly longer, and their symptoms were worse, the people who were on the placebo. So the elderberry helped with that tremendously. Echinacea also. They used this in a mouthwash in the hospital, which was interesting. It did better than the ones that they usually use. It's you've heard this term before. Let me just find it here. Yeah, chlorhexidine. Chlorhexidine is what they usually use as an antibacterial mouthwash. And they did 70 patients and everything, and they found that the echinacea actually worked better. That was the Echinacea purpurea. Also pine bark extract, which is interesting, because a lot of times it's for circulation and everything, but they found that to be very helpful for the severity of a common cold. Of course, oil of oregano, right? They said it was tremendously good as an antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral type of thing. We're going to be talking about that today. And flavonoids, which you find in a lot of foods and everything. So you got the elderberry syrup, echinacea, pine bark, oil, oregano, and flavonoids. Those are all your kung flu fighting type of supplements. Be sure to have that in the cupboard this season here. And we'll get into the spring all intact. All right, enough about me and that. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, talk to Dr. Cass Ingram. Be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 wild oregano oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. It's all about saving you some Washington and Lincoln dollars. It's Holly Hill Health Foods President's Day sale today through Monday, February 18th. Receive an extra 10% off the already 35 to 55% discounted prices on the following six companies: Prevagen Brain Formulas, Solgar, Country Life, Now Vitamins, Michaels, and Jarrow. At Holly Hill, save 40% on Solgar Probi 30 Billion, a special strain of probiotic that can help with leaky gut syndrome. 30 veggie caps, only $22.99 after all discounts. Get ready for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a 30-day supply of regular or extra strength is 40 to 45% off after all discounts. Don't miss Holly Hill's President's Day sale with special extra savings of 10% off six leading companies. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 to order by phone or order on our improved website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices. Prices quoted after all discounts apply. Sale good through Monday, February 18th, 2019.
WNPV AM 1440.
Everybody was kung flu fighting.
Gee, that went right in my ear. I had to put the oregano in my ear now. Thank you. And speaking of such, Dr. Cass, welcome again.
Hey, where you been, my friend? Don't be such a stranger.
I am. No one's stranger than me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, of course, you're quoting some research and different bits and pieces and all kind of good stuff. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Obviously the elderberry, obviously the oregano. Didn't you know the pycnogenol? That was interesting because people use that for circulation as an antioxidant. But that was interesting too. But I know your the elderberry syrup that you guys got is just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean the North American makes a raw elderberry drop. And then they make a elder C, which is a freeze-dried with the camu-camu. So, you know, that's kind of interesting because once you make a syrup, you destroy all the vitamin C that's naturally there. So obviously, there's a lot more potency if you've got that natural vitamin C back in with the elderberry, elder C capsules. I think they're kind of popular there at the store.
But
why wait?
Yeah.
It's one thing to kind of modulate the symptoms, but, you know, the oregano, it just kills everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Except us.
Got
right?
That oregano, I mean, if you got a cold or flu, you want to just obliterate it.
Yeah.
So you move into that super strength oregano. That's a whole other world there.
Yeah, I think that's true, Dr. Cass. I think a lot of people get a little afraid of taking more than the suggested dose on a bottle of something. Did you find that when you in your travels?
I think so. What I look, if you had a cold or a flu or bronchitis or congestion or some kind of crud or just snot or whatever, so you want to stay with that or you want to get rid of it. So then you got to get that super strength. You take that, and you may take 5 or 10 drops under the tongue, and you do it every couple hours, every hour, every half hour, every 15 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, really. I know, and the combination of the elder sea and the oregano together, that's a 1-2 punch. In fact,
that's a 1-2-3 punch because you got your ascorbates,
right?
And that's from camu, so it's not corn. You got your oregano and you got your elderberry. So you can take that to potentiate the immune system and then take your oregano to obliterate.
Yeah, and true. Before you start, I want to tell the people out there, people come in and we're running this little promotion right now, if they get the elderberry C and they get the oregano together, they get a free copy of your book, The Cure is in the Cupboard, which, is one of the best sellers of all time in the health food industry. So.
Holy cow,
isn't that something?
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
$20 book with the purchase. The book is free, right?
The book is free. And, folks, it's got almost every protocol you need to live a healthy, happy lifetime. So Dr. Cass goes through the book, and whatever the situation is, he's got you a little protocol to follow. And the man knows what he's talking about. So if you guys were interested in getting this free book, you know, come by the store there. Doc, before we get started, I just want to – I don't know if you heard me earlier – the reason I'm attracted to your company a lot, the reason why, I'm in this whole industry there, I like the idea that your company uses these raw materials the way it's found in nature and things. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, I learned, you know, going to schooling for this and nutrition and what all the vitamins do singularly and things like that. But I guess in this ripe time of my lifetime, I'm realizing that there's really nothing better than nature.
Well, that's right. And you take a look at that elder, see? So you're taking, you're freeze-drying the elderberry rather than cooking it or you're air-drying and you pulverize it into a powder. Syrups are fine, but so you're not using much heat with this, if any. Then you've got air-dried or sun-dried camu-camu, right?
Mm.
And then you've got the wild oregano oil that is dried to a dust. So that's, I mean, you've got a killer. You've got your C and you've got your elderberry, which the way elderberry works is it prevents the virus from attaching to the membranes and it potentiates the white blood cell activity. So if you're, that would be a great daily use product, wouldn't it?
No. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Even just to keep the immune system in top order.
Hmm.
However, whereas the syrups are geared more to cold and flu season and they have their value.
Right.
However, what about daily use of the oregano itself, the oil?
Mm.
If a person was to take 5 drops a day or 1 gel cap a day, they wouldn't even get sick in the winter at all. Nothing happened.
Mm.
Not possible.
Mm.
It's that good.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, if people are not familiar, I know a lot of people have heard of oregano oil. There's a lot of companies that make oregano oil. You guys are, you know, the premier company out there. You guys who started the whole thing. Exactly. What is it about North American Urban Spices oregano that sets it apart from everybody else out there?
Well, now we did, because at one time there was just oregano P73 and maybe now, and I think Solgar, because they both copied onto it, but there were only like 3 companies. Now there's like 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said I got sick from oregano, somebody else said I got a headache, somebody else said something else. So I decided to do 30 gas chromatographies. I'm not trying to pinch brands, but I've got the gas chromatographies.
Mm.
About, say you've got 30 different bottles and you send them out for analysis, like 25 were farm raised.
Mm.
Now, the oregano had 33 active ingredients. Nobody had 30, nobody had 27. The closest was 23. And most of them only had 7 or 8 active ingredients.
Mm.
Now, in nature, like you said, a crude extract of oregano plants always has 25 ingredients or more, actives.
Right.
Why where are they getting oregano oil that only has 6 or 7 active ingredients?
Hmm.
So then we started to do more research. Cloned oregano. Cloning it in greenhouses, then raising it in fields, even sometimes certifying it organic, and then combining it, and then distilling it. That's common now.
And aren't there, like, multitude varieties of oregano, too?
There are. That's another thing. They're using the wrong variety, or using a marjoram species,
mm-hmm.
or using one high in thymol, and that's not good. That high thymol can cause liver damage.
Mm.
But high carvacrol natural oregano does the opposite. It heals the liver. There was a study on animals. They cut the animals' livers in half, and then they injected the animals. The investigators injected the animals with streptomycin.
Wow.
Very poisonous.
Sure.
The animals became very inflamed. The liver enzymes went up. The good, healthy enzymes, the SOD and the the glutathione catalase collapsed. There was scarring. There was gross inflammation. And then they gave oregano oil, carvacrol. The oregano oil, they reasoned, as a potent antioxidant, would reverse the pathology. And that's what it did.
Wow.
So it actually stopped the scars, ate some of the scars out of the liver. It stopped the high liver enzymes and brought them to normal. It healed the liver tissue after the surgery. And it raised the glutathione and the SOD to high levels.
Hmm.
That's how good wild oregano can be for you.
Yeah.
So all the people going around saying, I'll tell you about oregano P73, I'm telling you right now, it's a lie, it's wrong to blame it and to say it could cause liver damage or kidney damage.
Hmm.
You're wrong.
Okay.
When, on my liver enzymes, I take a lot of it. I just had my liver enzymes. They were perfectly normal. My kidney function, perfectly normal from 80 drops of oregano oil, P73, a day.
Wow. And you've had some health issues. I mean, not on your own, but...
Well, the stupid Lyme disease.
Right,
I used, what, 400 drops to 1,000 drops a day of the oil to get rid of the Lyme?
Gee.
You know?
Wow. Right.
So,
yeah, the Lyme says, I can't handle this.
No, and the Lyme was causing liver enzymes to be up, and it was causing cardiac Lyme, and she was causing, you know, arthritis and crippling and brain disorders, and the oregano, took it all out.
And you travel all over the world, so I'm sure your body is like bombarded all the time from the plane rides and everything.
Planes, and I push, right? So all the seminars, the books, the everything. If I didn't have the oregano, I'd be probably a dead man. You know? You got to know about it, people. You can't be hiding and shy and, oh, it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Or can it interact with my medication?
Right, right.
Are you sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get rid of the sickness. I know it happened to me. Before I got the Lyme, I got that AIDS-like syndrome of 1991.
Mm.
From the IV needle in my clinic. I had to quit practicing, okay?
Right. Gee.
God did it to me. No, he didn't do it. But, I mean, it was a divine intervention.
Mm.
I get the sick. I did it to myself. But it was so I could discover the oregano. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I couldn't survive. I was dying.
Yeah.
And I took, again, 400 drops of the oil a day. They rubbed it all over my body. I took the Oregamax. It wasn't a product then, but I took the equivalent of a 90 to 180 capsules a day. I
mm-hmm.
took it in off a tablespoon.
Wow.
So you can imagine. And it took 6 months before I could look in the mirror and say, I think I'm going to be okay. I was pounding it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could hurt me. And the studies are showing it doesn't. There was another study where they injected another poisonous chemical. The chemical caused mass scarification in the liver, and the oregano ate the scars and caused full remission in the animal model.
Hmm. Right, it's amazing. And you don't. When I was reading on the many uses of it, it also can be added to foods. And I think people think that they always have to put it in their mouth and roll like that. But you can add it to salads and milk.
I took the super strength and I rubbed the carcass of the turkey.
There you go.
And the turkey fell off the meat off the bone like butter. I put a little bit. Don't put too much.
No, no.
Spaghetti sauce and the pizza sauce, and it really makes it delicious.
Yeah.
Sure, in a salad dressing.
Right.
And a little bit in, maybe if you're going to do a marinade, well, just use it. And then the Oregamax lends itself to food. You open those capsules and put it in olive oil with balsamic and dip your bread in that.
Right, right, right.
Or you open the capsules and put them on the eggs or the omelet or in the stir fry. In your soup, that, you know, and so, like, I'll give you a protocol. You don't want to ever get sick? Then you take the Oregamax every day, the Elder C, if you wish, to get the benefits of elderberry, because that's a separate mechanism, and your oil of oregano, P73, you take it every day.
Yeah.
Then forget about cold and flu and bronchitis. Now, that might put us all out of business, but that's okay, too.
I can see putting this on topically when you're going out in the woods, you know, with all these Lyme ticks going around and things like
that. Well, I would use the super strength.
Yeah.
I would scrub it on any open skin, on the hands, certainly, in the arms. I would scrub it good into the areas and then put the clothes on over it.
Right. You also have that Protect-X, too.
The Protect-X is there. Any of those sprays, the Protect-X, the Dermacleanse, they all work. Protect-X is more potent.
Right.
But here's the best thing you can do with the tick season coming back.
Yeah.
Take the oregano daily. Mm-hmm. That way, if you did get a bite, you've infused that, and the Elder C, if you wish, you've infused that into your tissues. Here's the protocol, right, so that if you did get bit, you wouldn't get so sick, or maybe you'd fend it off real well.
Mm-hmm.
You take the oregano oil super strength. Take that Elder C, but add in the Oregaresp. Not the Oregamax in this case. The Oregaresp. Case history. Oregaresp has sage, cinnamon, cumin, and oregano.
Mm-hmm.
There were the cows, longhorns, now for hundreds of years, being raised by the Hispanics and southern Texas. So they told me, when I was down in Texas, the Hispanic longhorn expert. He said when a tick bites a longhorn, it up and dies. When the blood from the longhorn goes into the tick, it kills the tick. What is it? I said, how much sagebrush does the longhorn eat? He said he lives on it. No, there's nothing to eat but the sagebrush.
Right.
Sage has the thujone. Thujone is poisonous to spirochetes. So by taking the Oregaresp, you immunize yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be stupid and go out and sit in a bunch of weeds, get a bunch of ticks on you.
Right.
You still have to follow the precautions of pulling the sock over the pant leg.
Right.
And doing everything right? You know, wearing light-colored clothes, checking yourself, having somebody check you, taking a good shower, strip all your clothes off, throw them in the dryer for an hour and a half, let that desiccate the ticks. It's dangerous out there.
Telling you.
I had Lyme disease twice. Because I'm in the bush a lot.
Right.
I wouldn't trade. That's the most miserable disease known to the human race. And I don't want that thing ever again.
Yeah, it's just a shame you can't just take a walk in the park anymore. It's just
not in your area especially.
No, especially, right. But they're finding it everywhere now. Yeah.
I know. Something else.
Also, I was also, I don't know if we talked about this last time you were on, but I was reading one of Mercola's articles on why it's a good idea to clean with oregano. And he's talking about the air pollution. He said there was a collaborative effort of more than 40 researchers looking at data from 130 countries, and they have called air pollution the largest environmental cause of disease and premature death in the world today.
Wow.
And how much do we use chemicals with our cleaning and everything like that?
I know. Hey, listen to this. We were in an elevator at O'Hare, and the cleaning woman said, I think I'm going to die from all these fumes I have to work with. And I just cleaned the elevator, and I'm sorry about the fumes. I whipped out a bottle of the Orega spray. I missed the elevator as we were flying. And the woman said, I feel better, less chest pressure. I don't smell that stink in the elevator now. I said, it even neutralizes the phenolic compounds. They bind to the poisonous petrochemicals and throw them onto the ground.
Mm.
We have used the oregano spray to neutralize toxins in the air. So while it, and I know if somebody has too much, you know, exhaust or something, one time they had the car on and the exhaust got in the garage, so I misted the whole garage with the oregano spray.
Right.
So it not only is good for, like, somebody that has a virus, so that you want to mist the sick room or pour some in the humidifier or pour some in the air and the heating duct or pour some in the vaporizer, yes, but also to mist the bedding, but also if there's chemical exposure.
Hmm.
So if somebody's really sensitive to chemicals and they have a reaction, you spray the air and you spray them with the oregano spray.
Nice.
Brilliant.
With their permission. Yeah, I understand.
No, not with their permission. You just do it anyway.
That's
I mean, there was a guy, some sick guy, came over and knocked on the door. I said, you're sick like a dog. So I got the spray out and I sprayed him down. I didn't ask him any opinion. I don't want his junk. Now, here's another thing, though, a little bit different.
Right.
What about all the inflammation that the chemicals cause or the chronic infections, the Lyme, the Epstein-Barr, the hepatitis, the herpes, the candida, the fungus, the mold, the fibromyalgia, the polymyositis, the,
right.
the rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis, the parasite. Crank out that can of Kierman.
Right, right. Yeah, we got to take a break, Doc. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to come back with that, okay? And remember, folks, we'll be right back, Dr. Cass. And if you're ever going over his house, call first, please. All right, be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 wild oregano oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. It's all about saving you some Washington and Lincoln dollars. It's Holly Hill Health Foods President's Day Sale today through Monday, February 18th. Receive an extra 10% off the already 35% to 55% discounted prices on the following six companies: Prevagen Brain Formula, Solgar, Country Life, Now Vitamins, Michaels, and Jarro. At Holly Hill, save 40% on Solgar Probi 30 Billion, a special strain of probiotic that can help with leaky gut syndrome. 30 veggie caps, only $22.99 after all discounts. Get ready for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a 30-day supply of regular or extra strength is 40 to 45% off after all discounts. Don't miss Holly Hill's President's Day sale with special extra savings of 10% off six leading companies. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 to order by phone or order on our improved website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices. Prices quoted after all discounts apply. Sale good through Monday, February 18th, 2019.
WNPV AM 1440.
All right. Hey, guys. Remember, from 12 to 3, so right after the show, Roberta will be there. And she's our Duchess of Demos, and she's going to be demonstrating some of the North American Urban Spice products. So please come by and get some information. One thing that North American does, there's only a couple of companies out there. I think Terry Naturally does kind of the same thing. The literature that you guys present, the information, besides your books, Doc, and we are giving away a free book when – people purchase the Elder C and oregano together there, of his Cures in the Cupboard, which has sold over a million copies. Your literature that you give out to the that the consumers are allowed to read about all the products and how they're made and stuff are excellent. You guys just do a fantastic job with
them. They're really well done. The designers It does a beautiful job now adding images. And, of course, you can't say anything, but at least you say
right,
something without saying anything.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but I can say some things.
Yes, you can.
I love this can of curvin.
Yeah.
You know,
explain to people what that the components of that.
That's a crude extract of hemp resin, or certified organic, mm-hmm. the whole resin, the terpenes, the cannabinoids, CBD is a little bit of a misnomer, people.
Right.
That's just cannabidiol. There are 84 cannabinoids. There are 20 terpenes. There are waxes, resins, pigments, flavonoids. So now then you have the raw wild resin from the turmeric, plus ethanolic extract of ginger,
mm-hmm.
ginger oleo resin. Then you have the rosemary, oregano, cinnamon. Now, that's mycelized so that it's immediately absorbed through the tissues, and you take that, like I've got it right now, under the tongue. Squirt that under there.
Okay.
And, I tell you something. Uh-huh. That is one seriously powerful support a healthy anti-inflammation response stuff.
Mm.
And we all have this inflammation. So it is a good idea to suppress that or to cleanse that or to neutralize it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now, one of the interesting things is this is the first ever combination of the crude turmeric with hemp or cannabinoid. One of the interesting things about this is the cannabinoids work on the endocannabinoid system, but they don't do that good for the COX-2, you see?
Yep, that's the inflammation, right.
And that's where turmeric does. Then the turmerones also work on the endocannabinoids indirectly because they cross the blood-brain barrier, so you get a double endocannabinoid. Oregano works on endocannabinoid, but oregano is opiate. There was a good study by Turkish investigators about 2 decades ago where they found that oregano oil was equal to low-dose morphine for the reduction of pain.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
It was superior to Motrin. So when you add the oregano, you've got another mechanism on the chronic pain situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great combo. And folks, we're going to talk about his product Hempanol next week. We're going to kind of concentrate on the CBD Hempanol, the whole thing that's going on with the hemp plants,
yeah.
And some of the new legislation that's been passed and things. And next week we're going to concentrate on that because there is still a lot of confusion out there. And it's such a great product. And I like the fact that Dr. Cass's Hempanol products and things that mix with it, that he does use the whole plant in there because there's a lot more, like Doc just said, to the hemp plant than just the CBD part. People
yes,
are kind of fixated
a lot
on
there.
That. Yeah.
Sometimes as many as 1,000 different phytochemicals in industrial hemp.
Exactly. So go ahead.
Same is true with turmeric. Turmeric, you
that's
want
true
a true
too.
Extract, I
right.
think. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I guess all the other components, again, the way it's found in nature. So we're going to concentrate on that next week. On the cold and flu season thing, and I just want to get people doing because
yeah.
people are still coming in, Doc. I was reading something you did about some of the questions here about how to fix wintertime ailments. I was wondering if you could just run through these quickly.
Are you talking about the
sore throat, runny nose, congestion?
It's going to have to be the oregano because the thing is, if you use the honey, honey is good for sore throat. It's good for gastroenteritis. It's soothing. But the only thing is to kill the virus because there's billions and billions of them replicating in the epithelial cells of the throat or the tonsils, mm-hmm. and you're miserable, right?
Right, right.
Even in the sinus membranes, although that's usually fungal. And so to shut down the replication or to destroy the pathogen, then you get immediate relief. How many times in your store, if somebody had the congestion, you put 4 or 5 drops of their P73 in a little cup of water, then they sip on that. Oh! But I feel better. Because our study in antiviral research, immediately the oregano destroyed the viruses.
Wow.
Complete destruction of in only 0.1% in 20 minutes.
Yeah, because we get so many people with those clogged sinus passages, too.
Well, now that's a slightly different,
mm-hmm.
because that's fungal. And there, it's more chronic. It's not, you know, you're not going to be gone in 5 seconds.
Right.
That, you have to take the oil under the tongue and the Oregarest 3 or 4 times a day for 2 weeks to a month and clear out the chronic fungal infestation.
But you can inhale it, right?
Well, you can do two things. You can put the oil on a Q-tip and slide it up the medial aspect of the non-sensitive nasal septum.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And you can also use the sinus spray.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the sinu rega. You, if you wish, and you lay on your back or whatever, and you push a big bolus of that saline oregano in there. And also you can rub the oil under the nose. You can rub it around the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Or just take it under the tongue. It's going to cross through the membrane.
Cool.
And you have to keep in mind that you can have up to 8 to 12 different fungal elements in your sinuses causing what you're having right now. And bronchitis is fungal. Chronic dry cough is fungal.
Mm.
Asthma is associated with multitude of fungal infestation. The only way to get rid of it permanently is the oregano.
That post-nasal drips, if a lot of people complain about that?
That's fungal.
Okay.
That means that it's not going to be treated as a cold, a few drops 3 times a day. It's going to be 10, 20 drops 4 times a day, Oregarest 3 capsules 3 times a day, Elder C if you want, bang, 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 maybe some direct application with the Q-tip and the sinus spray. It's chronic, it's unrelenting, it's resistant, it's fungal, and you're not going to get rid of it unless you treat it aggressively for weeks and weeks. And it's just that way it is.
Well,
you know, Eddie Pot isn't going to do it unless you put the oregano in there.
Yeah, right, exactly. It can help, but I can see adding that to it is just, again, a 1-2 punch. But you know, people are hearing about all these new super strains of these drug-resistant bacteria and things like that. I mean, it's kind of scary out there, you know?
It's a scary world in the hospitals and the doctor's offices. You could get a surgical, and then your incision could be infected, or you could get a double pneumonia, you could get a drug-resistant germ, then they add more antibiotics by IV, and the germ becomes more resistant and kills the patient.
Mm.
Too scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to go in for surgery, I'd be pounding the oil, the Oregarest, Elder C, pounding, 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 pounding.
Mm-hmm.
Probably hitting the juice of oregano, too. Now, if you pick up Enterococcus or C. diff or MRSA or some other pathogen,
right,
you have to take the oregano super strength and maybe the Oregarest.
Mm.
And of course, the company can't tell you this stuff. And if I worked for the company, I couldn't tell you this stuff.
That's true, too.
But... You know, I would just attack it. And I've had people with MRSA, you know, on the skin. I had one lady who had it in the buttocks. It was at the Anaheim show. I saturated it with the cotton and the super strength. She came back the next day. It was already healing.
Mm.
MRSA. MRSA has no possibility with the oregano.
It
will destroy it.
Yeah. Now, and I remember there was a little thing in your protocol book there, and people get these, you know... sneezing fits, actually, allergic attacks and everything like that.
That's fungal.
That's fungal also. So all that's fungal.
Now, it would go away very quickly with the oregano oil, the sneezing fits. But then you have to root out the fungal infestation that's chronically causing the sneezing fits, the rhinitis, and the post-nasal drip. And in some cases, more severely, the chronic dry cough, the bronchitis, and the asthma.
Gotcha.
And the wheezing.
Yeah.
And the bronchiolitis and the pneumonitis. All fungal, fungal, fungal. Now, sometimes... you will have flukes, intestinal flukes,
right,
go into the lung flukes, and they will cause a chronic lung condition by infecting the base of the lung. And that does happen.
Yeah. And, Doc, we got a couple of minutes here, but I know the company, again, I just want you, because people get a little confused here. You have the oil itself that people, is in drops, and obviously in sprays and other things, but your main ones are from the drops, and you have a regular strength and super, and you also have it in the gel caps, too. Is one more effective than the other, or is it just a matter of choice?
I mean, the ideal world is drops under the tongue, but some people are sensitive to taste or they have sensitive membranes, so you can get 90% of that through the gel caps.
Okay.
And then you also have the benefit of the crude herb. So the crude herb, the Oregamax, we mentioned
that's true, right? The Regimax
every day.
You can
in food.
You can do it. Right.
That's a very gentle product.
Yeah.
So you've got the harsh, aggressive oil, capsules or drops. You've got your crude herb. And then we mentioned the oregaresp. Oregaresp is different. It's very powerful. That is where you dry the oregano, cumin, cinnamon, and sage based on our work at Georgetown University.
Right, the combo.
Antiseptic oils known. You dry them to a dust, and that dust is encapsulated. And so that makes it about 30 times more aggressive than even the super strength.
Wow. Wow.
So doctors all over the country are using the physician's form of that for really impossible resistant infectious processes for hepatitis, for Epstein-Barr, for chronic candidiasis. They're using it for Crohn's disease. They're using it for ulcerative colitis. They're using it for H. pylori, and we had a study on it showing it to be effective. So keep that oregaresp in mind for chronic bronchial, for chronic lung, for chronic sinusitis, for chronic toenail fungus, for chronicity, chronic skin disorders.
Yeah.
And it's a capsule. You can get it as drops, but the capsule is the most potent one in this case.
Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of foodborne. I was telling you, we went out to dinner, and a lot of foodborne illnesses out there, too. People don't realize, you know, that I wonder why I'm sick, and they don't realize that there might have been something in their food.
They could have got the GMO, or they could have got a germ.
And
in either case, we should be taking a little oregano oil bottle with us, or some oregaresp, maybe in a little one of those plastic things, and we snap it open. We take an oregaresp with every meal. If we're in, you know, eating at restaurants or traveling. A little oil, a little oregaresp, and then you won't get food poisoning. Then you won't get diarrhea. Can you imagine anything worse than diarrhea of all things?
Definitely. Folks, part two is coming up next week, so please tune in. We're going to talk about hemp, black seed.
Go over to Holly Hill.
We got demo going. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you next week. All right, guys, you heard the man. All right, we'll talk with Doc next week. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. But there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 wild oregano oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products, at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. It's all about saving you some Washington and Lincoln dollars. It's Holly Hill Health Foods President's Day sale today through Monday, February 18th. Receive an extra 10% off the already 35 to 55% discounted prices on the following six companies: Prevagen Brain Formula, Solgar, Country Life, Now Vitamins, Michaels, and Jarrow. At Holly Hill, save 40% on Solgar Probi 30 Billion, a special strain of probiotic that can help with leaky gut syndrome. 30 veggie caps, only $22.99 after all discounts. Get ready for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a 30-day supply of regular or extra strength is 40 to 45% off after all discounts. Don't miss Holly Hill's President's Day sale with special extra savings of 10% off six leading companies. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 to order by phone or order on our improved website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices. Prices quoted after all discounts apply. Sale good through Monday, February 18th, 2019.